considering the fact that we're going to have very little time on stage, and that if we win the award, that he'll just say a few words, and all I say is thank you very much. And that was our arrangement, and that's exactly what happened. And then when they made a kind of a mistake of thinking that I had a speech prepared and that they cut me off, suddenly I was being given the opportunity to come back on stage. And like I said, even though I didn't have anything prepared, I felt some very significant emotions that I knew that I somehow wanted to translate into words in that moment, which was that night I felt completely overjoyed, and I felt so full of love, like my heart was completely open, and I felt through the love that I felt for everybody around me, I just felt really connected to everybody and everything, and really present within the moment. And I realized that moment, as much as it belonged to Glenn and I, it wasn't just ours at all. It belonged to everybody who had helped us to get to that point. It belonged to all the people who were in a similar position. Afterwards, many people came to me and said that actually there were artists that were just about to give up or too worried to even start, and that it inspired them to keep going and to believe in themselves. And so, I think that's really important to be reminded that we should not be afraid to dream, you know.
In the audience that night at Hollywood's Kodak Theatre for the Academy Awards ceremony was Marek Irgel, one very proud and surprised dad.
It was a great experience. I still don't understand how it was possible to manage that me and my wife and sister of Marketa and Glenn's mother and Glenn's brother could go there, because usually it's limited for, I think, two persons. But it happened, and it was a great experience, I mean, in so many ways.
What's your memory of the moment when the names were read out?
That's the moment you probably no one remembers, so no memories, yeah. It was like switching the blackout, yeah. You switch out for a while to your brain or whatever, your heart, and then it comes. So it was definitely, it's hard to describe.
How did you celebrate it?
Yeah, we did celebrate it definitely the night, the Oscar night. And when we came home, so we celebrated with the family and with the old friends of us and Marketa's friends. We made a party. Yeah, it was good time. But the Oscar is great. But the fact that she's able to continue making music and walk her own life and artistic path, it's even greater. And I'm so happy for that.
People who become famous often say that they don't change, but the people around them do change, and people react differently to them. Has that happened even to you and your family, say in your hometown in Valašské Meziříčí?
I think it depends on what people you are meeting with. If you have a good friends who wish luck to you or to your family, so they don't change. If you have people who just pretend something, so they can change. Definitely, if someone wins a million in lottery, it change people around him. So, and Oscar, definitely some people could be envying it and show it, some envying it and not showing it. But so many people, which was very nice after the Oscars, on the street, unknown people, just stopping us and wishing all the best and expressing they are happy for us and for Marketa. And that was so incredibly nice. And that balanced all the bad stuff which it brought. The normal, ordinary people, unknown people were happy and saying we were crying in front of the TV when we saw it. So it was moving.
Marketa Irgulová is modest and down to earth, and clearly a private person, uninterested in the trappings of fame. It must have been difficult then to cope with the madness that followed the Oscar win, which happened only a few weeks before she turned 20.
It was for a little bit only, because through that we kind of became celebrities for a little bit, and celebrity is and always has been a very strange thing to me. You know, I feel like celebrity is completely different to the idea of getting respect or some kind of recognition for what you do. Celebrity kind of takes the attention and focus away from the art, and puts it completely on the person, you know. And I'm a real believer that whatever I create does not come from me but through me, you know. I get to just be lucky enough to somehow channel that energy somehow and put it in a creative way into a song or a painting or whatever it is that you choose to be creative. And the moment, I feel that the moment I would lose that knowledge and think that it's all me and that I'm wonderful and you know, all these things, it would just change the music in a way. Like, celebrity is all about the person, you know. It's a cult of personality, and it puts the person on a pedestal, and you know, there's this feeling from people that somehow a celebrity, people who are celebrities, like, live behind a certain wall, and that beyond that wall it's so much more exciting and life is so much better. And I feel that it's a complete myth, you know, that people are people. And like, I did not want to be put on a pedestal or idolized, you know. I wanted to connect with people in a sincere way, and for a little bit the idea of celebrity was kind of changing that for a while, and it was very hard for me to know how to even get my head around it. It took a little bit for me to digest it and process it, and now I have, and I feel I know where I stand with it, but at the time it was difficult for a little bit.
I'm sure also there were good sides to winning the Oscar. It will have helped your career greatly, I imagine.
It did. I'm nothing but grateful for everything that happened. For if it wasn't for the Oscars, I wouldn't be probably here, you know, having this opportunity to share my music with people who already have some kind of a knowledge of who I am because of my history. And it has given both Glenn and I an amazing platform for us to present ourselves before the world. And that opportunity that we were given that night of the Oscars has been like a big golden key to many doors. And since that night, it's been our responsibility to what we do with that opportunity that we were given. But I really feel like we've done the most of that opportunity, and we've worked hard, and we've kept going, and we've tried to like stay committed to the path that we have chosen for ourselves. And it has allowed me to do this, which I am very, very grateful for.
This is Crossroads from Anar, Markéta Irglova's debut solo LP, which has been warmly received, particularly in the US. After two LPs and several tours with the Swell Season, she says taking charge of her own group, becoming the leader for the first time, hasn't been so difficult.
It's been actually fun for me. I mean, rather than finding it overwhelming or scary, I have just embraced it in terms of, I still don't perceive it as it being a solo thing for me. I perceive it as me and my friends, you know, and the only reason my name is the only one on the posters is because my name is what people know, and that's kind of, it's just less confusing than adding another name of a band, you know, to the equation, because it's already the Frames, the Swell Season once. Like, I don't want to confuse people even further. So it's been fun in terms of like getting to having a vision and getting to manifest that vision through the music that I created with my friends, and it's honestly been just fun. I've just embraced it as something to enjoy and not really worry.